And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are ya? My name is Liz. That sounds a bit tough. I'm so good at point. I only have one hand right now. All right, you have to
mirrors anyway. I think.
Yeah. This is Tom. This is my co-host. To our new listeners, welcome. Thank you for joining RBLR Sun. For everyone who is returning after a hiatus for like two weeks, thank you for coming back. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
But remember to like, subscribe, hit all the buttons, and do all the thingies so that you don't miss any updates. There's so many things going on. Woohoo!
Yes.
Tom, great. How are you?
There's so many things going on. It's been such a long 2 weeks. I have power. My home isn't flooded, and the weather has started to turn for the better. So I'm doing good. I'm back in it. I'm back in the game. I think we're all back in the game. Let's go Tampa Bay. Am I right? Yes. How are you?
The same in that my house is not flooded and I have power and I have Wi-Fi and it's all wonderful.
Yep.
I don't know. Can't complain.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a bad one.
Some soccer though. It's been forever since we had Sun soccer.
God, I didn't even go to the last home game because I was away. So it's been about a million years.
I went by myself.
Yeah, sorry.
It was the saddest car ride ever. It was just me. I mean, shout out to JD. He was going to come with me and then just got COVID at the last minute. That sucks.
COVID in 2024. But hey, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was faking it. He really didn't want to go with just me.
No, it'd be weird.
Yeah.
It's too hard to hang out with just you for like an hour even.
Yeah.
So no, Tampa Bay, we've had a tough go of it. Our soccer team hasn't had much of a go of it. We've had one game since we last talked to you guys, right? Way back on the 2nd of the month against DC. The second.
It was the third because it was the day of my surgery.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. Hello, I have a brace.
Yeah, we're really going through it here at RBLR.
Yeah. Hey, I found my sunniest shirt that I could fit on because shirts are hard to put on right now.
I like it.
Thank you.
All right. So, let's start off yesterday night, Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's when this posts. Yes.
Yeah, right. Y'all know Ella Martinez, right? The kid from Tampa we've seen run around with the Sun jersey, play soccer, kick some soccer balls. She is currently with Colombia in the U-17 Women's World Cup. And would you believe it? She just went and scored against Korea. So she's the first ever Tampa Bay Sun World Cup scorer. We don't care that it's U-17. We love you, Ella.
Counts. Totally counts.
Yeah. So that's what we're dealing with.
How's that game going?
That game went. And it's... Yeah, 1-1 draw. 1-1 draw.
1-1. Okay.
Yeah. Which is a tough result because they're in Group B along with defending champ Spain and the United States.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
But hey, I'm rooting for Ella Martinez and the USA.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations, Ella Martinez, on your goal. It was beautiful. And my God, those defenders were just like not paying attention to you. They just weren't. And you took advantage of it. That was beautiful.
Scared of her. That has to be what it was.
Clearly.
So, yeah, we had the one game back on the 3rd. We were supposed to have another on the 12th, which was, of course, postponed. And I mean, you couldn't write it any better for like the history books and everything. It was supposed to be the first Tampa Bay Fort Lauderdale soccer derby in years, first match between pro women's teams from the two cities, and it gets postponed because of a hurricane. That's just as Florida as it gets, really.
I can't think of any way to top that, honestly.
Yeah. So yeah, we're still waiting on the reschedule date right now for. When we welcome them back up here to Riverfront. But we will be going down there for sure. Early November.
Which, as far as we know, is still okay. I have not heard back.
Yeah.
Or I think I did, but I don't think they said anything because, of course, they can't tell me anything. Yeah. About Fort Blake, we had her. I had heard through the grapevine that the scoreboard possibly fell down, and that would suck. I would understand how because of the high winds, but that sucks if so. Because they tried so hard to put it up right at the last minute.
Yeah, literally an hour before game time, that thing went up. So,
yeah. So that would suck. But I can live without a scoreboard, honestly. It's not the end of the world.
Yep. We did it before.
Yep.
So.
So hopefully Fort Blake is all good. Al Lang also, just because we're covering hurricane things, also sounds like it might be okay, according to something in the Rouse Mob Discord. So it might be available in like 2 weeks, fingers crossed. We like to keep all our soccer teams safe and happy and dry.
Yeah, not like Tropicana, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Rip.
All right. Liz, let's get away from the hurricane stuff. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's sad. It's no bueno.
Yeah. So we did play soccer recently-ish against DC Power FC. And we went up there to Audi Field, played a game in front of all those DC Power fans, all 717 of them, which I mean, we can talk about that later maybe, but I don't love it. That's not great.
It's also another Wednesday game, like middle of the week games. Sure. You're not gonna.
It's always gonna be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey.
Okay, it's the whole thing. Anyway, the game. Yay.
If we got the good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly from that game was the attendance. The bad was the first half, and the good was the second half.
Yes.
Because
I agree with that.
We came tale of best of times, worst of times type crap. We were two different teams almost, and I think a lot of that was just Cecily Nielsen. She looked really good getting involved. I think we had Flint up top as a lone striker. I do got to mention we kind of changed things up a little bit. We went to a 4-1-4-1 formation, which we weren't doing before, right? We weren't always 4-1-4-1. Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, we kept the same back line. I know Edmonds, Hendricks, Bissett, and Saudi across the back. That's kind of been steady for the past 2-3 games. Listro moved back to her normal spot, I think, as the pivot and looked really good back there. And then Timrek, Jamona, Sawale, and Nielsen as the attackers up front, with Natasha Flint as the lone striker. So I'm starting to think maybe the 4-1-4-1 is what we want to start running now that we got most of our team here, now that we're starting to get comfortable with everybody, get into form. And we'll definitely know in the next game, you know? But I think this could be more of what we look at going forward for the Tempe Sun. What'd you think about the new formation, Liz? You like it? You think it's working? Depends on the personnel.
I mean, clearly it's working.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird. I don't feel like we quite looked our best in this game. Like, I feel like we've still maybe looked a little bit better, but we did get 3 goals. So,
Even in the second half when we scored those 3 goals, it wasn't like chance after chance after chance, and we scored 3 of them.
It wasn't our cleanest soccer, for
sure. No, it kind of felt like 3 chances, and we scored all 3. And I mean, one of them was a penalty.
Yeah.
It was a new game plan with some new personnel, but it ended up working. It was the right time to do it against a team like DC. Talk about the right time to do things. We rotated goalies. We got Lauren Kozal, the loanee from Portland, in.
Yeah, oh my God, we didn't even mention her. She did great. Honestly, I was a little bit nervous. Ashley Orcas has made me feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
I like her. And then we did bring Kozal in, though, for a reason.
Yeah.
She performed phenomenally. Honestly, once or twice she maybe came a little far off the line and maybe a little far from my taste, but she kept a clean sheet, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, she's obviously a different type of goalie than Orcas is.
Yes.
She plays a little bit higher up. I think she's probably more steady with the ball at her feet, more confident. She's willing to kind of hold on to it, bait a defender in and throw a pass once the space creates itself with that defender moving. Whereas I think Orcus probably more likely to play it out quick to a wing back, a Stoudy or an Edmonds. I think Kozol is a little more confident. She can do some more interesting things in the box, which is always worrying. But if you got a goalie who's confident about having the ball, it does change the way you can build the attack. It speeds the whole transition up a lot. So I don't know if we're going to see maybe 50-50 Kozol Orcus the rest of the year, or if she goes back to Portland after the fall. And we're just getting the use out of her while we can to make sure Orcus is healthy as long as she can be. But it's good to be stacked there, you know? It's not like having two quarterbacks. If you got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterback. If you got two goalies, you got two goalies. You're set. You're good. So I like having her.
I know enough about football to understand that metaphor.
Yeah, that's an old thing they say. If you got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterback, because like the quarterback means a lot more about how the play happens. So you have to change the entire offense if you got a different quarterback. So you're not really doing anything. With goalie, it's not like that.
Technically, if you get two quarters back, you get 50 cents.
Yeah. That's really good, Liz. I hope you're really happy with yourself right now.
Thank you. If any, my spirit is just that one, the dog, when he makes bad jokes and he just goes, that's me. That's just me. I love it so much.
Hey, we got a whole dollar at goalkeeper right now with how stacked we are.
I apologize to anyone who's listening, because that was terrible. But I stand by it.
tune into RBLR Bucks if you want to hear football talk that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it's not this one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So one thing I did notice about the soccer team that we all like, the Tempe-san, was Jordan Listrow in that pivot spot, the defensive midi spot. She looked like crazy. I kind of want to say she was doing like what Soale was doing for the first couple games of the season, except like it was her one and single job to do that, like position wise, and not just sort of a quirk of who we had out there personnel wise. Because she was breaking things up, she was connecting things, and I legitimately think Jordan Listrow from that pivot spot was sending in our most dangerous crosses. We're not a cross-heavy team. We like to go up the middle a lot, but when we were crossing and it was Jordan doing it, I think that's when we looked really, really lethal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. There were just... What was it? Like we had in the 23rd minute, there was a good attempt. It was like Listrow to Tosh to Flo, and it just missed Flo. Missed her.
Yeah.
She was doing a really good, like just passing it through, trying to get it up to that that scoring third.
Yeah. She's a smart veteran. She's got years of experience, and she's doing what you would expect out of somebody with her experience in her position. And I really appreciate it. I mean, it's refreshing. It's a lot of kind of the same stuff we dealt with earlier in the season where it was like, oh, just a half second or half step off. And we're seeing kind of the same issues where it's just not quite there, except I think the personnel level is more active, is better, frankly.
Yeah.
So the fact that we've got really good players out there now, and they're just about clicking.
They'll have an entire month to gel and click and play and become amazing and be the bestest friends ever and be the most amazing team, and then we win the league.
Hurricane party, I'm sure they had. They've been bonding over the shared struggle. They're all real Tampa girls now, even the ones not from here. Cecily, how's Denmark? Anyway, here's a hurricane.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So they're in it now. They're our team, finally.
Ooh, yeah. they are Tampa. They are Tampa. They are part of Tampa now for sure.
Yeah, that made the team official, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody looked really good. I probably had one issue early in the game, and Denise identified it and had the same issue and kind of made a substitution. I don't like calling players out, but like Denise saw something that needed to change and change it, and it changed the team for the better right around the 20th, 25th minute. If you watch the game, you know what I mean. So it helps.
Say the player. It's not critical. It's just saying, hey, we made this change. This change resulted in some better plays. Yeah.
And some people have off days. Some people are asked to do something different and we've given this player her flowers before. But man, Wasilla was not on it against DC. I think a lot of it was playing out of a position she's not normally in because she looked lost. Frankly, she looked like she wasn't sure where she wanted to be because she did play further back a lot of times. And then she kind of was up on the left wing and was sort of successful there. But we had her like center midi attack kind of on the right side. And she, it looked like she wasn't quite sure what she was being asked to do a lot of the times. I've had some issues with her previously where she would get the ball and then play it off a little bit too quickly. And it would go right to the other team. And there was a lot of that. There was a lot of not being in the right spot. And again, it's nothing against her as a player because she's been one of our best on a couple of occasions, but I don't know if it's the system or the night or what it was for her, but she wasn't on it. And the thing is, the positive spin on it is the spin to Denise being able to quickly identify something and say, look, if I can make one substitution here, I think it's going to help the whole team. And she got Sydney Nocello on, and it did change the flow of the game. I mean, I think it's interesting Nocello didn't get the start against DC. I think maybe that's part of the rotation thing that you're doing with Kozol and everything.
I would guess anything just to give her like some, either she may were planning to come on later on in the game or was just not going to play this game for whatever reason, just to rest.
Yeah.
They did theoretically have another game in a week and a half.
Yeah. Which again is kind of a lot of time, but I mean, you got to look at everybody with a brand new team in a brand new league. You look at all the pieces you have. You're doing a disservice not get everybody involved.
You never know. Like you put two players together. You never know what might click.
Yeah, absolutely. So I like what I see out of the coaching staff is the way to look at it. Frankly, I don't think Wasilla is always going to be an issue on the field because she hasn't really been before. So you put her where she needs to be. I don't know if she maybe ends up being a sub for Lister at the pivot because she's super dangerous breaking plays up and going forward. Something to look at. I'm going to be real interested to see if the 4-1-4-1 stays and what sort of personnel we bring out after, like you said, a month of gelling and figuring each other out and what we like to do.
Yeah, no, I think that'll be good. I think the first half we just what did I just do to my computer? Okay. All the screens went black.
It's been so long. Oh my god, you know.
Yeah, I don't even know what I did. That's what happened. The notepad got bigger. So it covered up a whole bunch. Man, I would you believe I have a degree in this? So the entire first half was just kind of DC just kind of like holding us, holding us just enough because we were going in. We had a couple of really good shots and opportunities that like just didn't quite make it. And like you said, we did get a little deadlier once we subbed out Dewora for whatever reason. Maybe just didn't have her Wheaties that day. No big deal. Happens. Just wasn't even taking that out, just wasn't the right plan of action for DC. I could 100% see DSB being like going in, being like, okay, hey, 30 minutes in, if I think this isn't working, we're going to do this sub or something like that. Or we're going to switch to like this game plan,
I can totally see that with the way DC kind of likes to get the ball up the middle of the field real quick, kind of look for Balcom in the middle and let her dribble. I could totally see the logic in having a player like Wasilla right there in the midfield to confront Balcom as soon as she gets the ball. And DC just wasn't doing that. So it changes the way we want to defend when they don't attack the way we think they're gonna. And I don't know if that was an issue on DC's part, if they weren't executing their game plan, or if they came at us second game against us with a bit of a different game plan. You know,
they did not execute a game plan, that's for sure.
They didn't execute a goddamn thing, is what. So in the end, turned out great for us. In no small part, thanks to Cecily. We got a couple players on our team who are just a cut above everybody else that they play against. And it's nice to have, you know, we'll revisit that during free agency after the season, but man, we got some players that are too good for this league. Yeah. I mean, what were our goals then? We had the three goals, and they all kind of happened real quick, basically.
Yeah. I have Nacello to flow as this goal. Yay. On the 55th minute.
Yeah. And that was hard work by Nacello. She got in, she was doing her thing. I think DC did, you know, second game against us, they're game planning a little bit. They were working that double team against Sydney where she tries to get around one player. They had somebody right there to meet her.
Whenever the ball got taken from her, she had real, no, that's my ball energy.
Yeah. Super mad about it. Causing dumb passes.
Not like the ball getting stolen.
Yeah. So even when she does lose the ball and it takes a double team to make it happen, she's her own one person double team trying to get it back. It looks like. So I think that pressure upsets the DC back line a lot. The way she drives forward with the ball to take people on, you can't leave Cecily alone in the middle. I don't care how concerned you are about Sydney on the wings, you know? And that's kind of what happened on that first goal, I think.
And then we have our second goal was our PK.
Yep, that was Carly from the spot. Strong, confident penalty, not doing anything fanciful, sparkly with it. Just kicking the ball as hard as you can, which I love to say.
And the keeper just going a tad too early.
Yeah. And that's just DC too. They're winning penalties and they're giving up penalties. And that's tough to see if you're a DC fan, because like you want some goals in the run of play. And frankly, you kind of want goals scored against you in the run of play if it's going to happen. You hate to give up penalties.
Yeah.
But it works for us. And the third goal, I actually watched earlier and immediately forgot about because I'm bad at my job. But that was Cecily Nielsen with her brace. And I think it was just like, it happened so quickly and easily for her. I was just like, oh, okay. She really looks like, I can't emphasize enough how she's just on another level. She's ice skating out there, just gliding around, you know?
Because
she's Danish. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cold there.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about Cecily? You like Cecily?
I do. I think she understands the flow of play really, really well. She knows where to be at the right time, which is key, and I'm a fan of it. So if she continues to do that, yay. Yeah.
She continues to understand the flow.
In my professional opinion, yay.
Yeah, yay. We approve of it. Yeah. Yeah. The flow of play. She's
I didn't even mean to do that. I didn't. I really didn't.
She's got great flow, Cecily.
She does. Apparently, that's her nickname, which is super cute.
Yeah, it's her name.
Yeah, I know, but like she goes by just Flo.
Yeah, it's awesome. I would too.
Yeah. Honestly, after that, we were just okay again. We were like I said, our play was not our best to that night.
No,
we just happened to have three chances. Well, two chances that worked out really well.
Yeah.
So the rest of the game was, I hate to say it, kind of uninspired.
Yeah. Kind of the least dominant 3-0 win I've ever seen.
Yes.
you know what? At this point in the season, to be able to say, oh, we won 3-0 and it was kind of a bummer. That's awesome, you know?
Yeah. You know what? That's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah. That's fair.
I'll take an uninspired, boring 3-0 victory every game, frankly.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than the super exciting draws we were cooking up early in the season.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty happy with it. I talk about flow. We don't have the flow of the podcast right now. We've been off our game for too long. Mm-hmm. But hey, we'll get back to it.
I had surgery. What's your excuse?
My cat went to the hospital. All right. Do you want to do this?
Dang it. Yeah. That's All right. Fair enough.
I got an excuse. Yeah. I think that's how my mom finds out, by the way, about that. Sorry. Hi, Mom.
Oh, no. Sorry, Mama DePinto. Or actually, she probably has a new last name. I apologize.
She does, but not, I don't know. It's up to New Mexico. Anyway, okay. There were other games.
Sorry, Tommy. Me. Sorry, Tommy's mommy.
Tommy, mommy. There you go. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's call that half.
Fafo is fine. Look, he's fine.
He's back there. He's sleeping.
Yeah.
I'll get him at the end of the show like I do.
Yeah.
All right. Soccer.
Soccer.
Soccer. All right. The rest of the league, right? You want to talk about them?
Yes.
How do you feel about the rest of the league? Do you like those guys?
No.
I don't like any of them. They suck. Talk about two teams that suck. Lexington and Carolina played to a 1-1 draw.
Carolina should have won that. Come on.
Carolina really should have won that. I was watching this game at a Buffalo Wild Wings, which is crazy. So I don't know if somebody saw my Tampa Bay Sun hat and was like, oh, I'll put the Super League game on for him or what. But like, I was watching a USL Super League game in public on an NFL Sunday, too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the league's making it. We're doing cool. Yeah. So yeah, it
helps when it's all in one goddamn place.
Yeah,
Peacock. My endless rant about trying to watch NWSL games and being like, which freaking provider is it on tonight?
Or even today with the USL Championship, I was gonna watch El Paso, but it's on like Galazzo, and I'm not doing all that. Okay. Oh, it's free. Everybody get. I don't care. I have ESPN Plus. Put it on there. Anyway, I watched that Lexington Carolina game. I had a lot of fun. So many times during the course of the game, I was like, wow, Lexington is the worst team in the Super League. They really are. They're bad. They should lose this game. They look horrible. And then they scored a header goal in 90+1 to get the draw. Like, man, Carolina, figure that out. You can't be like, they've been first place in the league, like, literally since game one because they were the first game and they won.
Yep.
And if they're going to start drawing to Lexington, I mean, Brooklyn could take them over this weekend, actually, literally. Because they got that.
No, that's true. Wait, and when does Lexington play DC? Have they already played each other? I feel like they might have.
Oh, that'll be a train crash to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think
that's the next match.
That's the next match. Must that's the next watch. Match. RBLR match of the week, Lexington versus DC.
Yeah, this is the first time they've played each other. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
Yeah. I mean, the next match is October 27th, which is an eternity away. But like, it is the next match that DC is playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for that then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eureka, we'll get to it. Don't you worry, man. So that was fun. We got to see Carolina start their eventual fall from grace, inshallah, hopefully. Other results around the league, Dallas beat Spokane 2-1. I don't have anything to say about that. That's normal to me. That's regular. Mm-hmm. That's original yellow bag Lay's soccer game right there.
Although the fact that Dallas beat Spokane and then drew with DC today, or I'm sorry, when this is posted yesterday, 0-0 is kind of insane.
Yeah, Dallas doesn't know if they want to be good or bad, but they know they don't want to be good or bad, I think is the thing with Dallas. Yeah.
Yes.
They came into the league saying we're going to be a mid-table team full of Texas players, and I hope y'all like that.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
I like it, you know? Mm-hmm. Technically, though, that draw last night against DC did put them in a fourth place above us, but only off of, like, goals scored. Yeah. You look shocked. They scored 10 goals. We scored 7, but we've got the same goal differential.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm okay with that.
For now, you know?
For now.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm sorry. I was getting distracted by the table. The next game was actually kind of entertaining. The Fort Lauderdale-Brooklyn game.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale's home opener. Yep. Rainy as all get out. Oh my God.
That was the first bits of Milton is what it was.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Cause wait, when was that? Sorry. Just for posterity.
Take some notes. Like my brain. My gosh.
Take some notes. Why would I do that?
Yeah. And you know what? Despite the rain, I'm doing filler for you. Despite the rain, despite the hurricane that they were in, essentially, they had a pretty good crowd. You know, it wasn't.
Oh yeah, October 6th. So that was like 3 or 4 days before Milton. But Milton was
I think it was Associated Storm Systems. We'll call it.
Yeah.
AFS, Associated Storm Systems. So it was good. They've got overhangs at least on the side that the camera faces. So it was pretty packed underneath the roof, as you would expect. Their supporter section was there. They look good. I like their banners a lot. I like that they made a TIFO. Shout out ECC, sick TIFO. One knock I will have on the crowd is that they had a high school band up in the stands playing music, which like, I don't know. It's cheap to me, you know.
You got to get the community involved.
Oh, yeah, that's a very positive way to look at it. You get the community, you know. And the kids are out and they want to go back to the games and their parents are there. And, oh, they'll go back to the school and they'll tell everybody. You shouldn't have to rely on musicians to bring an atmosphere for you. That should be the family.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere because South Florida has no soccer culture. We've established this.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is bonkers. But yeah, things are dire down in South Florida.
Yes, but they did, like I said, like you said, they did have a decent amount of people, and a decent amount of people stayed during the rain, which I was very impressed by. And they did, they were rewarded with an 82nd minute goal by Reese Klein, a Nova Southeastern alum. So she was local. Very cool.
As local as you can possibly get. They play on the Nova Southeastern campus.
Yeah. She's like, ha, I scored here before. No big deal.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. So I am very happy for Fort Lauderdale. Good for them. It's cool to get a win in your home opener, and especially when it is raining as hard as it was.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. Yeah, that looked like a sloppy, awful game to play in. I mean, that ball was spraying water around. It was wet. Yeah, but yeah, we nothing but love for Fort Lauderdale. Yes, we haven't played them yet, and I have no reason to be upset with them.
Yep.
but yeah, as soon as that rivalry kicks off, I'm not even going to pretend to be like, oh, good for Reese Klein, good for Addie McCann, good for the one from Tonga, good for them. I'm over them as soon as we play. It's on site, but we're not there yet. What else we got? We got DC and Brooklyn, and this was a shocker.
Yeah,
I don't know if DC's not. I don't know. DC won, Brooklyn nothing. And that was DC's first ever win. And Brooklyn hadn't won in two games. And actually, they played Carolina the other day and drew that game. So they haven't, despite coming off really hot to start the season, starting late, starting hot, they haven't gotten a win in three games now, right? Brooklyn?
Yeah, sounds like they cooled off.
Yeah, pretty lame to let DC get their first ever win against you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I have nothing else to say except, dang, Brooklyn's kits are still so good.
Yeah, they look the greatest. I want the goalie kit that Sydney Martinez wears. It looks so cool.
Although it might have been the power of DC's new kits.
The power, yes. They're really good. They're really good.
Yeah, the tessellated lightning bolts are cool.
Yeah, yeah. Look good, feel good, and they look great, and they're playing good. And so as soon as they fold after the season, I'm definitely buying one of those tessellated lightning bolt kits.
Don't make jokes like that. Don't make jokes. No. You haven't been in the Super League Discord, have you?
Oh, yes. I see everybody doomsaying about our league.
Yeah!
A quarter of the way through.
Don't encourage them.
Yeah. Well, Liz, two teams have bad attendance. The entire league is doomed. You know?
Yeah, not like the NWSL, Portland, and Seattle weren't carrying the league for how long?
Yeah. Yeah, look, guys, it's women's soccer. We are not having bad attendance across the board. I mean, 10 years ago, you'd be happy about 700 people. You know, we're selling out Tampa Bay. We're getting good attendance in Carolina still.
I think whenever we have another home game, eventually.
Yeah.
I think that will be fair. I think that will be very well attended.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about a sellout for our next game for sure. Because
I don't know about a sellout, but I feel like it will definitely be a good 3,500 to 4,000.
35 is good. But man, yeah. If I could clone myself 1,000 times, there would be 1,000 Toms there because I am starved for some Sun soccer right now. That'd be a pretty good supporter section. Yeah. Hey, so the other side of the maybe Brooklyn's not as good as we think they are thing. Maybe Lexington's not as bad as we think they are. They beat Spokane 3-2 in one of their games recently. And they're undefeated in two games now against Spokane and that big 1-1 draw against Carolina. So maybe things are coming together for Lexington. And I hope they are because they got a really nice stadium up there.
They do. I did like their stadium.
So I think kind of the top two teams, Brooklyn, Carolina, I think going for the rest of the season, they'll probably be teams to beat. Brooklyn stumbling a little bit like we're talking about, but that's solid. They've had some bad luck with scheduling with their stadium, midweek games, this, that, the other thing. But obviously they're a really good team. That last game, Carolina-Brooklyn, that ended in a draw, which is good for the rest of the league because we don't want either of them getting any more points. That was a really, really fun game to watch. Chances everywhere. Who was hitting Brooklyn? They hit Woodwork like three times, right? Yeah, they hit Woodwork three times.
They did.
Carolina had like three goal line clearances. It could have been 6-1 Brooklyn, but it's not like Carolina wasn't having their chances either. It wasn't a dominant performance. It was just two really good teams and Brooklyn getting a little bit closer. But I mean, horseshoe hand grenades, it was 1-1 in the end. And a really chippy game too. They didn't like each other, it looked like. You know? they play again this Saturday, which is a hell
they
of a
do. It's very funny. Yeah.
For the two first and second place teams to play on a Tuesday. Or a Monday. They played on a Monday, and then they're going to play on a Saturday. Like, man, I do not want to be that referee for the second game. Because there was already a good amount of yellow cards for that first game.
Yeah.
It was tough. Yeah, man, I like the Super League.
Yeah, I think we're doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're
shout out Amanda Vandervoort.
Yeah, you're doing friend of the pod, right?
Yeah.
So we got another game. For Brooklyn, what's really interesting too, they got these two games. Carolina, boom, already happened. And then Carolina again, and then they got another short turnaround. They got a weird week. League leaders Carolina twice. And then next Wednesday, the 23rd, it's Brooklyn versus, thank God, finally, oh my God, it's taken forever, the Tampa Bay Sun. Our first game back. Ooh,
that's rough for them, though.
Yeah. They've got a well-rested, congealed Tampa Bay Sun team. I hope they come out like the Bucks did and just, like, fight for the city, you know, because it's been rough for us. We can't avoid it. There's a malaise over the city. But man, if the Sun come out hot against a Brooklyn team that's going to be well and truly worn down from having to play Carolina twice in a row, that could be a good shot in the arm for us and a good way to kind of propel us into the second quarter of the season. So that's we'll have a preview for that too next week. But yeah, we'll definitely be watching that Brooklyn Carolina game on Saturday pretty closely.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be, it's going to remind me of when the Rowdies played, they played someone in the Open Cup. Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah. They played Birmingham in the Open Cup and then immediately played them again in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was vicious.
That was a really good game too. The 6-4.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was nuts. But yeah, I mean, you said we got DC and Lexington as like a game to watch just because of how funny it's going to be. But I do think like legitimately Carolina Brooklyn part two is like the league game of the week. That's
yeah.
You better be watching that at 7 o'clock this Saturday. Cause there's a lot riding on that and we play Brooklyn X. We got to see what they're up to. And if you're Brooklyn, it's an interesting decision. Do you ride your best players and try to knock off Carolina on the road in Charlotte, or do you rest and you try and get some rotation in because you got Tampa Bay coming up to New York, in 4 days. It's a tough decision for their coach.
Yeah, I really hope the scheduling gets better next season.
Yeah,
or next next year.
Yeah. And it's been weird because DC's had to reschedule some games. Brooklyn had to move all their games to Columbia campus in Manhattan. You got the hurricane that happened. We're fighting through adversity, folks.
They are. The Lord is testing the Super League in its first year.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully we studied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so bad.
We're cement. These past 2 weeks, we're still here.
I know my brain is still like, I went to the Carolina game. It was fun.
Yeah, you should have been allowed to talk about that.
I know.
Yeah, do you want to say anything while we're at it about the Carolina game day experience? The Vuvuzelas, you had a good time.
Oh.
Because you didn't get to talk about
The Vuvuzelas were way less annoying in person, believe it or not. Like, yeah. They became white noise in person. They did not become white noise on the TV. They were freaking annoying on the TV. Oh my God. Nonetheless, I do have one. Because, of course, I had to get one.
Good. Bring it to the stadium.
You can't.
Really? We got rules.
Yeah, it's included. It's included in the little game day thing. It says no Vuvuzelas. They're smart.
Okay. Stand right outside. You can probably hear it from our Record Works if you bring it.
Oh, for sure. I love their stadium, by the way. It's giving like miniature Rose Bowl where it's like the walk down kind. And I really like that.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I also just think the way they have everything set up is really nice. And the parking situation seems to be pretty easy. Like we parked on like a random street, honestly, that just didn't say it didn't have free parking. And we got to like walk through a park on the way there. And then there was like a super cool, like underground tunnel to get in there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good view of the skyline too, right?
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Oh yeah. I do have a couple of pictures that I took cause they light up the buildings and the colors for the teams. And I think they lit them up in purple.
Oh, that's super cool. They got good colors.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't super packed. But I did get to see, the Carolina Reaper. Very cool. I got a picture with him because you have to. I love a guy who commits that hard.
Yeah.
The supporters group tried.
Hey.
Sometimes I feel like me and Brent were louder, but yeah. That's okay.
Hey, everybody's trying,
Yes. No, nobody's everyone's trying, and that's all that matters.
Nobody's got the soccer culture we do in Tampa, so.
Yeah. But I really like their stadium. Prices were pretty reasonable, too, like on concessions. Actually, prices were pretty cheap. I think Gatorade was like $3.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. I can't remember what their food choices were, because I was just like buzzing the whole time. Like, what's going on? But it was really cool. The team was, I think they looked bummed because it was a nil-nil draw.
Yeah.
But it played so well. I feel like they didn't, I didn't get to talk about this on the show, but like, I thought they played really, really well considering they're playing Carolina. Like you're playing the number one team.
Yeah, on the road.
And we were a little off our game for a while. So I thought we did great. I was telling the girls, you guys did awesome. You were amazing. And they're just like, thanks.
Yeah.
Like they could tell in their eyes, like, we didn't score anything. Are you sure?
Yeah, it doesn't feel amazing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we could have taken that into the 3-0 win over DC, into the game against Fort Lauderdale on the 12th that was supposed to happen. We could be in a really fun, energetic part of the season right now when we're just not, man.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, but like, hey, I'm glad you had fun on your trip, Liz.
Yeah. I'm amazed I got there, honestly. It was cutting it a little close because of the hurricane. Everything got pushed a little bit. It was like the day after Helene.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 days after Helene or something like that. Whatever. So everything was pushed around a lot. Thankfully, it was just like Allegiant out of PIE. So there's like 3 flights a day.
Easy, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so that was super fun. I highly recommend if you have a chance to go out to Carolina, do it because it's pretty cool. The city itself is okay. We went to an art installation. One of my friends was like, they're trying really hard to make it like downtown Tampa. They're trying so hard, but it's just not working.
That's a weird city to try and be like too. I love Tampa, but if you got to try to be like downtown St. Pete, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, whatever you want to do though, Charlotte, keep it up, guys. Mm-hmm. And we do go back there in the spring, you know? So, maybe do it again. Yeah. Women's soccer. We're not the only league in town, guys.
No, the NWSL is doing some shithousery.
Man. Liz, do you want to take the lead on this? You want to tell everybody what NWSL's up to?
Yeah. So they came out with the name for their Boston team, which I would be very surprised if you haven't heard by now, but it is Boss Nation, B-O-S Nation. Thank you, super producer Eureka, for reminding me. This is the team that took our bid.
Yeah. You could have Tampa Bay Sun.
Apologies. For the increase in volume, maybe Eureka can fix that in post. I don't know. I apologize for screaming all the time. Hey. But so it's Boss Nation, and then their slogan was "Too Many Balls."
Really cool, guys.
Boston, and then they proceeded to tag all the male sports teams and leave out the professional women's hockey team.
Yeah, the Boston Fleet.
That is pulling in fans left and right and has so many, like, it's so popular. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. It's,
how are you going to, first of all, how are you going to say there's too many balls and then not lift up the other women's team? There's so many things wrong with it. Like, they consult a single human being that isn't like corporate girl boss.
I don't know what to say that, like, no, everybody else hasn't already said. It's, they've been making so many choices out of that club and not a single, the colors are, I like the shade of green. I'll do that there. A little sugar with the spice. Mike, oh Christ in heaven. Everything else they've done is so bad. The video is just stupid to come out and shout out all the men's teams and to ignore the only other pro women's team in town. That's a choice they made for sure. And God, Boss Nation, that sucks.
It does.
That's so bad.
There, I mean, you could have, I stand by that they could have stayed, could have kept, if they could have gotten the rights. I don't know what's going on with the Boston Breakers name. So I apologize if there is like underlying like, oh, you can't buy it because of blah, blah, blah. But in a perfect world, just buy the Boston Breakers name, keep the name. People like, I mean, the name sucks. I'm not going to lie. Boston Breakers. But
people are used to the name,
but people like the name. The name is historical. It carries weight. People know it. People will hear it and it'll be like nostalgic and you could like rebrand it, make it a whole thing. Like it could have been a really good thing. And then they decided to just take a shit all over it.
Yeah. I can't even say the logo's good. Cause like,
It's not.
It's just the words Boss Nation.
Yeah.
Like that's, it's so, it's actually like Look, I'm not like, I'm not offended by this, but it's offensive how bad it is. Like, to,
yeah,
like that's what you think people want. You think that's okay? Do you have any idea what's happening in the world? Have you spoken with a single Bostonian? Have you spoken to a single woman? Have you spoken to a single soccer player? Because those are the three markets you're looking for in a pro women's soccer team in Boston. And I feel like they did none of that. It's Christ have mercy. It is the worst sports brand rollout maybe in history. And that's, I don't say that lightly because there's been some bad ones, but holy Christ.
Yeah, it's just, it's giving like, hey, we threw this together because we actually used the logo we were going to use for Boston for Bay FC.
Yeah, yeah. And Bay FC is not even good.
Like, you know? No, it's not. No, but that's what it's giving. That's what it's saying to me is like, ha, we threw this together because we were going to use that one, but then we needed it for Bay.
And we realized we called another B city. It's,
yeah,
it is offensive on so many levels, like to think, like it oh, I'm so mad. It's like sitting,
yeah.
It makes the entire league, and thereby look, love the Super League. NWSL is still the flagship. It's established. That's what women's soccer in America is when people think about it. It's the NWSL still. Mm-hmm. It's setting the sport back by saying like, yeah, this is what we think of our fans and community, Boss Nation. And that's, it's not even, it doesn't grow on you the more you say it, the more you look at it, the logo doesn't get better. It sucks. They apologize for the, and I'm glad you said their slogan was too many balls, because that lasted literally like 24 hours. Before.
Yeah, they already had to retract it and be like, hey, yeah, that does suck on like several levels and is offensive. And I understand that there are people who are like, it's the PC police. But like, it's also, even if you want to take that out, it's just not good. It's just not good.
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't make any sense because Meg Linehan, I'm going to paraphrase what she said. How are you going to say there's too many balls? And then like, you're going to list all the men's teams.
Yeah.
So there's more.
Is that their angle? Balls. It's like, oh, is their angle like, oh, finally there's some women here. You got a pro women's hockey team. It is so dirty to want to be a champion for women's sports, to want to be a champion for women's in general, which women's sports are supposed to do. And then to straight up ignore the pro team that you guys already got, like lift each other up, you know, and credit to the fleet, to the hockey team. Cause they said, hey, welcome to the city. Even though they got snubbed.
Oh, it gets worse, by the way. So there's an article from, I think it's the Wall Street. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal. So femininity isn't a part of who we're trying to appeal to. It's sort of irrelevant in many ways. So they said that they're trying to go after market research found that 60% of the people who plan to become dedicated fans of the city's NWSL team are male. So like, but then Meg Linehan makes the point of, but like, if they're not trying to appeal to femininity and they understand they need the male demographic, why are we starting with too many balls?
Yeah.
It seems like you backtracked and then you tried to make up for it and it's not good.
Yeah. They saw that most of their fans were going to be men because men are more into sports. They saw that most of their fans were going to be men and they decided to do like this really edgy sex charge sort of marketing campaign, I guess. Like, what is the logic is so difficult to follow here.
Yeah.
It's I don't know.
Too many balls. We were talking about it. Like, it wouldn't have been good 10 years ago. It wouldn't have been good 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
It's tacky. It's lame. It's stupid. It's something that somebody should have made that joke in the boardroom. You guys could have had your little chuckle and been like, okay, but seriously, we're naming a professional sports team here, guys. Let's get serious. It's I don't know. It's god awful. And as bad as it is, like NWSL is still the flagship of women's soccer in the US, but like how on brand is it for an NWSL club to issue an apology the next day after naming themselves. Like, oh, you're not a real NWSL team until you have some controversy you have to apologize for, frankly. And, like, they got out of the way early. So if they
were like, oh, yeah, this is the bingo card. Let's just hit the free spot, and then we'll hit that one, too.
Yeah. The spot in the middle and the apology the very next day. Because, like, God, who hasn't had to do it in that league? And that's why you need the USL Super League as a viable alternative for women's sports. Because they keep making choices in the NWSL, and somebody should tell them to stop doing that.
Yeah, I will say, and we covered this way back when, but we went to they had community huddles, and whether or not they actually took our feedback and they may have had a plan from the beginning, and they just did the community huddles to make us feel good. You know what?
I feel good.
Yeah, it made us feel good.
Yeah.
We like what they picked. It sounded like they listened to us, so I don't think they had a predetermined thing, or maybe they had like a couple of options and they based it off of that. But I have to commend that the Super League, I think on all the teams, tried to really reach out to the community and get feedback. Like, I remember we got to talk to the actual designer.
Fort Lauderdale had the same
and be
model.
Like, hey, don't put purple in it. Like, do not. And he was like, why? And we're like, because Orlando, it doesn't work. And he's like, okay, sounds good. No problem.
Yeah. I literally think every team in the Super League, like especially the ones that are like Super League clubs standalone, I think they have a really good connection to the community in a way that like the NWSL clubs don't necessarily, you know? I mean, I think Orlando Pride is a great name and logo. Fort Lauderdale United, like, lame name, but the colors hit. They feel good there. It seems like it fits in. Tampa Bay Sun, perfect. You know, Carolina Ascent, that's so good. Everybody loves that. I just think I am – this whole debacle with Boss Nation FC has made me so thankful for the USL Super League. Because, man, I think we're – Dallas Trinity, that's such a good brand on so many levels. And they got their mascot now. I'll be normal when I talk about it. Boots is a Pegasus, right? She's a Pegasus, a unicorn or something. Hey, it's cool to have a mascot. We can't dwell on this too long because mascot talk gets weird around here.
It just looks too human.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You know, all right, look, it looks too human. You know what they should have done? One of those two-person horse costumes where it's on all fours. That's groundbreaking. No other pro sports team has a two-person mascot costume. That should
Well, no, it's the Trinity, so it'd have to be a three-person.
Oh, God. Then it's just one really long horse. One guy's got his arms as, like, the legs or his arms as the wings, and then you got the legs, and then you got the front legs. Yeah, so one person just has to kind of be you get like a shorter person in the middle. That way they can kind of tuck into a ball. Dallas, call me. We'll figure this out.
Logistics. It can work.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be a bipedal horse. That's it's too much going on there. I'm not comfortable with. But yeah, that the three person long horse costume. Liz, let's do that for Halloween. We'll do a three-person horse costume. No?
Absolutely not.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, we are. That's why we're not doing it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's wrap this cookie up. This has been fun.
Okay, normally we would do an ad break, but this week we're not doing that. We would just really like you to go and donate to redcross.org. They have been phenomenal with aid. I can't think of words all of a sudden. I apologize. Hurricane relief, which is important, especially right now. Tampa Bay did get hit pretty hard. Sarasota got hit a lot harder. And so we're very grateful for the fact that we're okay here, but there are a lot of people out there who still need a lot of help, who lost their homes, lost everything. So please. And this week, if you could just make any donation to the Red Cross, that would be awesome.
Yep. Our friends in Carolina need the help too. So
yeah, that's true. They're still recovering from Helene.
Yep. All right. We did it. All right.
that wraps it up. Next week, we won't have any new soccer, but... Bye. Oh,
thank you for joining us in this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.